From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Somali police say that they have ended an Islamist militant siege of a hotel in the capital, Mogadishu. At least 23 people were killed and dozens more wounded when the car bomb had exploded in front of the hotel. The Al-Shabaab militant group has claimed responsibility for this. There was a second car bomb blast Saturday near the former parliament building. The extent of the damage there from that explosion was not immediately clear. The twin bombings come exactly 2 weeks after a huge truck blast killed at least 358 people at a busy Mogadishu intersection. Catalonia's deposed president, Carles Puigdemont, has vowed to keep fighting for independence after the Spanish central government ordered him to accept his cabinet's dismissal.
You will have to maintain the momentum of this country in the coming hours, particularly where peace, civic responsibility, and dignity are concerned.
The Spanish region of Catalonia is now under the direct control of Madrid. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy dissolved Catalonia's parliament just hours after the regional body voted in favor of independence from Spain. The Iraqi Kurdish parliament have a meeting today to redistribute powers away from President Masoud Barzani, who is under pressure to step down following an independence referendum last month. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi called the referendum vote illegal and in response sent his forces to retake control of disputed areas that were in control of Kurds. Barzani finds himself in a tough position after Iraqi federal forces moved to reclaim territory near the city of Kirkuk. This is VOA News. A pre-dawn Taliban attack in northern Afghanistan has killed at least 13 government forces. The attack came a day after Afghan officials confirmed separate insurgent attacks in the eastern Ghazni province killed at least 9 police personnel. An offshoot of the Taliban, the Haqqani Network, is an Afghan guerrilla insurgent group fighting against U.S.-led NATO forces and the government of Afghanistan. Meantime, there is word the Haqqani Network is considered a top terror group on a list put together by the United States. VOA's Sarah Williams reports.
Pakistani Foreign Minister Khawaja Asif told lawmakers the Haqqani Network is on the top of the list, but none of the militants are Pakistanis, as he referred to the list his government received from the U.S. The list is part of a series of efforts by Washington to move toward the implementation of its new South Asia strategy, announced by President Donald Trump in August, in which regional countries were put on notice not to tolerate within their borders militant safe havens, which are used by terror groups to disrupt regional security. The list of militants was reportedly handed over to Pakistani civil and military leaders by U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who, on a trip to the Middle East and South Asia, visited Islamabad to urge Pakistan to deny safe havens to militant groups. Sarah Williams, VOA News.
The UN Children's Fund warns potentially life-threatening malnutrition is on the rise among Rohingya refugee children who have fled to Bangladesh to escape violence and abuse in Myanmar. UNICEF spokesperson Marixi Mercado says that they have screened several hundred children who were stuck at the border during the mass influx in mid-October. She says they found 14 cases of the worst form of malnutrition among 103 children.
This is an extremely small number of children, so these numbers are not representative. But what they do tell us is that at least some of the children are close to death by the time they make it across the border.
600,000 Rohingya have crossed into Bangladesh since August 25th. A U.S. federal grand jury has approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian influence on last year's U.S. elections. An investigation is looking into allegations that the Trump campaign may have colluded with Russia to win that election. They are also examining the possibility that President Trump might have tried to interfere with the Russia investigation. The political landscape of Iceland has changed. That's according to preliminary results from Saturday's elections there. The center-right Independence Party, part of the current ruling coalition, won 26% of the vote, down 3 percentage points from last year. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.